You're listening to DraftKings Network.
On April 26th, Boy Kills World. The must-see action movie event of the year hits theaters.
Yes! The Vanderkoys killed my family. Now, I'm gonna kill them one by one.
Critics are calling it Looney Tunes on acid.
You know how hard it is to get a cereal company to sponsor mass murder?
Weapons. Danger. Let's do this.
Bill Skarsgård in Boy Kills World. Only in theaters April 26th. Rated R.
Now's a good time to remember where the story of tequila started. In 1795, the first tequila distillery was opened by the Cuervo family. And 229 years later, Cuervo is still going strong. Family-owned from the start, same family, same land. Now's a good time to enjoy Cuervo, the tequila that invented tequila. Go to Cuervo.com to shop tequila or visit a store near you. Cuervo, now's a good time.
Trademarks owned by Becle, SAB, the CV. Copyright 2024, Proximo. Jersey City, New Jersey. Please drink responsibly.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, people. Tell us what in the sport made you laugh hardest this weekend. It is a segment we call What Made You Laugh This Weekend. Ha ha ha!
Dan, funniest thing from the sports weekend is presented by CBDMD.
Tony, what was the funniest thing from the sports weekend?
Dan, I like to work out. I've done a lot of unorthodox things while working out. None as unorthodox as Jameis Winston, who was on his back with his feet on a medicine ball. Let me see if I can put for the video audience. Feet on a medicine ball like this, and then he had like this wobbly bar that he was just going like this to and kind of shaking up and down.
A bench press.
A bench press, but it was wiggly.
Like a cartoon funhouse type of bench press bar that that shakes and wiggles.
Like it was made of rubber.
Yeah, it was like a rubber bench press with like small weights on the side, not even a lot. I don't even know what it's supposed to do. Is it my chest? Is it my abs? I don't know.
It's supposed to entertain and entertain it.
Well, you know what? He delivers.
He does more unusual workouts than anybody. It is really meant to get to small core muscles in his stomach and whatnot, but...
How did he get so lame?
What?
He was a Heisman Trophy winner.
Jameis Winston.
Wait, what?
For me, like, I thought he was going to be this generation's greatest quarterbacking talent. Eating W's and all that nonsense.
It's when he threw 30 interceptions, they replaced him. The guy didn't throw interceptions, they replaced him, and then they won the Super Bowl.
I think it happened before that. I think he's been lame. Like these videos of him trying to motivate his teammates. Like when was the last time that Jameis Winston did anything that resembled his pedigree in college?
Hold on, you think it was lame when my man was giving a speech and he was doing all the ad libs on the side? Look at your teammate, and he stares the guy. If anything, Jameis Winston in the last 3 years has completely rehabilitated an image that really hit a dark spot there for a little bit.
Hmm.
Wow, those are two very different opinions that you guys have. Whittingham, what was the funniest thing from the sports weekend?
The giant fight between the Mariners and the Angels that featured, inexplicably, some guy from the Angels grabbing an entire carton of sunflower seeds and just chucking it onto the field. There was no spilled sunflower seeds. It was not aimed at anyone. It was merely an act of anger.
Thrown from the dugout all the way to home plate, it was like a box or a bucket of sunflower
seeds. That guy was a dick. Did they make him pick it up?
Oh, I hope so.
Yeah, you clean up the mess.
It's not even about the mess. Imagine being his teammate. Like, I wanted some sunflower.
What did you just do? Did you accomplish anything? Was that like a sign of vim and vigor? Like, do you feel like you've really put across your images? I'm a picture of strength now. I've chucked a thing of sunflower seeds. That'll show you.
What a big man you are.
I'm with Tony on what's Vim.
Vim. Vim has never been by itself. I've been trying to put together a list of things that are never by themselves.
Put it on the poll.
You never describe yourself as
kit and caboodle.
Yeah.
put it on the poll. Do you know what Vim is? Because I don't know what it is. I only know what it is because Vigor's nearby.
Well, easy with how you say bigger, yeah, by the way. Yes, a little R was a little, little too emphatic. Woo. By the way, I've told this story before of Shaquille O'Neal after we lost the game on Christmas Day to the Spurs.
My face got hot.
Completely demolishing the post-game spread that I was counting on to feed me for the next like week and a half. And it was the same thing. It was like, oh, I'm so mad. And then I just stood there like, but it was barbecue chicken and I wanted that.
Would you take plates home with you from the...
Did I take plates home? Then my entire feeding schedule was based on home games and taking back like 7 to-go boxes of them and shoving them in my fridge.
Production team does such a great job in putting together this list, and I actually have a take that's not funny on Alexander Ovechkin, and I'd like to get to that. But first, a personal endorsement. CBDMD has changed my life. Wow. I was a very light sleeper, and I am getting such deep, restful sleep with their CBDMD PM product. I put that thing under my tongue, and I am getting such great sleep. I like, this is for real. I'm looking right into the camera. No one's paying me to say this. This product changed my
life. Why are you doing this in the middle of funniest thing from the sports?
Because it's presented by...
He's got a point, yeah.
By our partners at CBDMD.
Yeah, there you go. Personal endorsement. There you go. That one's gratis.
Amin, what was the funniest thing from the sports weekend?
Oh, it's got to be the way Roy holds a fork and knife while eating pancakes.
It's got to be Roy showing up on the ice when he was trying to leave.
By accident.
He said he saw a line and didn't know what it was a line for. So he just stood in it.
Mike, what was the funniest thing from the sports weekend?
Okay, so you've all seen the videos of Alexander Ovechkin scoring club soccer goals, and it's funny and it's cool, and I guess that's right. Alexander Ovechkin didn't really have to answer tough questions from the local media, and I understand it's super complicated, right? He's got family there. I've heard all the defenses of why Alexander Ovechkin shouldn't take Vladimir Putin down from his Instagram avatar and how he's got family there, and this is just a really dicey situation for somebody. But also, on the other end of the spectrum, maybe don't be going right back to Russia, being used as a sports washing icon, having all this fun. Like, how about a question about Brittany Griner? Because I kind of feel, I know it's not your responsibility, Alexander Ovechkin. We didn't ask you any difficult questions. We kind of understood the situation that you were in. But if Alexander Ovechkin, not that I'm putting this responsibility to him, but don't you think, as political operatives are working back channels and negotiating the release of Brittany Griner, as the NBA commissioner and WNBA are using all their resources, as they're calling the White House begging for help, don't you think someone who has made his fortune in this country, that is reaping the benefits, yes, he's reaped the benefits of his own land too, but is reaping the benefits of this supposed democracy over here, this capitalistic venture, don't you think his words in weighing in on Brittany Griner would matter the most in that country?
Did CBDMD sponsor Unfunniest Thing from the weekend?
You don't
as well?
Realize how ridiculous you sound making that serious point with this music underneath you.
Well, yeah, in retrospect, I should have faded it down. But how about that? Your thoughts?
Not an irrelevant point, just a strange place to put it.
Been workshopping it. I see Alexander Ovechkin having fun scoring for a club. I'm kind of surprised he's there, but I get it. I'm like, well, wait a second. This guy's in D.C. He actually had, out of all the people that you're going to in D.C. to help you get Brittany Griner back, he's the guy. He'd get it done.
It's funniest thing from the sports weekend.
I'm just workshopping this take, but did I make you think?
You're not wrong. It's just a strange place to make you
this
think.
This is a new benchmark. Things that make you go,
When I'm discovering that Kung Fu Panda Pablo Sandoval is still playing in the Mexican League, and the way I discover this is because he's run over the catcher over the weekend with his belly. He's collided with the catcher at a home plate collision, and he just took him out totally. Didn't give him a shoulder. Didn't give him, like, the clavicle. Just it took him out with all belly.
Gut first.
Yes. Went in gut first.
I'm not telling you what to think. I'm just asking you if you'd like to.